Chapter 3. Nashim, submit similarly to your own Baalim, that even if any Anashim lack mishma to the Devar Hashem, they may be one without the Devar, to the Hitnahagut of their Nashim, when they see your Yiras Shomayim and your Midas Hasidus. Do not let your adornment be outward with coiffures and with wearing gold or fine apparel, but let your adornment be Nistar, adornment shebelev, by the imperishable adorning of the quiet ruach anava, which is before Hashem of great worth. For so formerly also the nashim hakedoshot, whose tikva was in Hashem, were adorning themselves, submitting themselves to their own baalim. Just so Sarah submitted in mishmaah to Avraham Avinu, calling him Adoni. You Nashim became Sarah's banot if you act as Nashe Tzedek and you fear no intimidation. Likewise, Baalim, deal with them according to the das of the Isha as a kli rak, showing them kavod, as also being your shim together of the matana of the hin v'hesed hachayim, so that your tefilos will not be hindered. Now to say over all of you, be an aguda in your thinking, have actus, be sympathetic, having ahava for the achim b'mashiach, being tender-hearted men of mercy, v'shiflei ruach, not rendering ra'ah for ra'ah or lashon hora for lashon hora, but fakert, rendering a bracha, because to this taklit you were given your kriyah, that you may inherit a bracha. Ha'ish Hafetz Hayim Ohev Yamim Lerot Tov Netzor Lashonecha Mera Usafetecha Medaber Mirma. Let him turn away from Rasha and let him do that which is good. Let him seek Shalom and pursue it. Ene Adonai El Tzadikim Vaznav El Shavatam. Pnei Adonai bosei ra lahachrit me'aretz zikram. And who is the one harming you if you have kana'ut for hatov? But if indeed you should suffer tzoras because of tzidkat Hashem, you are blessed and happy. But do not fear their pachad, neither be troubled, but reverence in your levavot Rabbi Melech HaMashiach as Adonenu, prepared always for a Hitz tadekut, to everyone coming to you with a she'elah, ready with a word concerning the tikva in you, but with anava and yiras shomayim, having a clear matzpun, so that when you are maligned by lashon hora, your abusers may be humiliated by your midas hasidus in Mashiach. For im yirtzeh Hashem, it is better to suffer tzoras for doing mitzvahs than for doing ra'ah, because indeed Moshiach suffered once on behalf of hata'im, a tzaddik, on behalf of the chota'im, that he might bring you to Hashem, he having been in the basar put to death, but yet in the ruach hakodesh having been made alive, in which also to the rohot in mishmar having gone, Moshiach made the Hakrazah to ones without mishmat. Back then, when the tzitfleish of Hashem was waiting in the days of Noach, while the tevah was being prepared, in which a few, which that is shemone nefeshot, were delivered through that mabul's mikvamayim, and Moshiach's tevilah in the mikvamayim, which this mabul prefigures, now delivers you not by means of the removal of filth from the basar, but through the Hit hevut of a clean matzpun toward Hashem through the Techiyas HaMashiach Yahushua Yeshua, who is at the right hand of Hashem, having gone into Shemayim with Malachim and Rashuyot and Gevurot under his feet.